It's the time of year, 'tis the season, as Katie's been saying. What is the largest Christmas bonus you've ever received? And it might be $30. If that's the largest, let us know.
And when?
Yeah, that is a good point, too. That way Jason can cover for the suits.
Okay. It was a better time.
See, no one else is doing it. Let's go to Jose, AML Jose. What's the largest Christmas bonus you ever received and when?
December of 2020 when COVID was happening. I used to work at the hospital, local hospital. Jared and Katie would know where it's at because you guys are local, unlike the other show.
How's that? Anyway.
That's okay.
Good job, Jose.
Jose's funny. He's legit funny.
Yep. Mm.
All right, go ahead.
$1,500, but is it really a bonus when the scumbags tax it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Scumbags. Well, it's not the company that's taxing it, but yeah.
The government, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The government gets you.
Katie likes that. Go ahead.
No, I don't. That's $1,500
during COVID.
That's awesome.
If you were taking pay cuts, mm-hmm. He was getting a bonus.
That's awesome.
Good for you, Jose. That was funny. Let's go to Hayden. Hayden, what's the largest Christmas bonus you've ever received?
Yeah, so the largest Christmas bonus I ever received was right at about $120,000 gross.
What?
$120,000?
Yeah.
Do you work for Pablo Escobar?
I did for a time. I worked in tech in Lehigh, Utah, several years ago, right? And I'm in the car, so it's a little shaky.
That's okay.
Worked in tech, and I was about 23, 24 when my first child was born. He ended up, developing brain cancer, and it was really hard, so hard. Being a young dad, that whole thing, or young parent, I should say, that whole thing, it was tough. So anyway, my boss comes to me, and then had a preemie born about a month after. It was a lot. And so I stayed working. I contributed. My boss came to me one day and he was like, I need you to sign some paperwork. We found something that was up with your offer letter. I had been working there for years and I thought, okay, whatever. I go to sign the paperwork and he's like, I got a bunch of stock options for you that we quote forgot. And so I ended up being able to cash those out pretty much immediately. They were, vested and everything. And, we were getting treatment at Primary Children's, Jared, I'm sure you're familiar. It afforded me the opportunity to move here to Winston. I was able to buy an entire other house here in Winston and make a really smooth transition to be near my wife's family. Shout out the Eisenhowers. Mm-hmm. And we're thriving.
That's great.
It just goes to show, money doesn't make everything, but it can sure help.
Sure. Now, so I'm assuming you're LDS. You're a member of the same church?
Yeah. In a past life, yes.
And was the Lehigh, Utah, I mean, it's like 99%.
Do you hear Jerry? He goes,
Like a judgmental thing. Yeah. Oh. Fine.
That's
what
it's saying.
Yeah, exactly. Lehigh, we were building a house in Daybreak, South Jordan, and had been living in Draper, working at one of those, Draper tech situations.
Yeah,
got you. Well, Hayden, 100,000. No, the only friend that I have that's young, that's a multimillionaire, mm-hmm. tech.
It was
in Utah.
Yeah, going through, we traveled to Austin, Texas for the very first time this year, and to see Google and all of the tech companies, I mean, that city is thriving if you are in tech. I mean, it was like everybody we met worked in tech. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say also, yes, it shows that money can help. It won't solve everything, but it also shows there are really good people in this world who thought, you need a leg up and we have ways to help you.
And they found a way to do it. And they didn't have to.
They didn't have to.
And did the money, I guess, made him end up leaving the company? Did you leave the company? Is he still on?
No, he's not there.
I wonder if he left the company.
Hey, you can call back if you want.
No, he just said he moved from Utah to Winston. So I'm wondering if that money, here's money, and he left the company right after.
Maybe.
Or he stayed with it. I don't know.
With tech, too, it's probably a lot remote that he can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, his wife's family's from here, so they moved out here probably because the baby was... Mm-hmm. I should ask how everything was going with that. Because I don't know him personally.
Yeah, I hope. Okay.
Mm. Yeah. But man, $120,000.
I think that's him on one if you can pick up.
Oh, good.
Hayden, is that you? Hayden, is that you?
Hey, it's me, man. What's up?
All right, Jason, you had a question. So did you leave the company to come to Winston, or did you stayed with the company?
Yeah, so I stayed with the company for an additional, probably about 9 months. They were very, like, strict anti-remote, like, very in-office. It was the end of 2018. You know, everyone was still that way. Mm-hmm. And so they helped me get something even better. Like, that was their... I'd been there, like, 6 years, right? And so they were like, hey, you've reached, you know, kind of your capacity, terminal velocity here. Let's just help you out for a while. You know, you've helped us out so much. Let's help you out.
I want to work That's for awesome. This company.
Yeah. Is this an LDS-run company, basically?
Kind of. Health Equity, if you're familiar with them. They went public back in, like, 2019. So you're like, not 2019. Wow. 14?
They gave you 100. I just wanted to ask you, did you get, and is your son okay?
Is everything okay with the baby?
Brain cancer?
Yeah, it's actually really good. So he's been getting treatment at Brenner's. The type of his tumor can pretty much only be, it's inoperable, I'll be completely honest, but he can get treatment at like 5 cancer centers in the country. It's like Sloan Kettering in Manhattan, Brenner's, Primaries, and then somewhere in Seattle, I want to say, and maybe like San Francisco.
And what's the prognosis? Is it like long? Yeah. Good or
the long term is good. It's just kind of an unknown. It's an extremely rare type of tumor, an astrocytoma grade 3, essentially, not stage but like grade. So the growth patterns and the growth speed, both in or the growth rate, I guess, kind of indicate cancer. Mm-hmm. But it's not at a size and the other characteristics, like it has more to do with like the growth edges. So if it's growing like proportionately or consistently, that's one thing. But if it's growing in like kind of jagged spikes, that's a whole other. Mm-hmm. But no, we do imaging pretty regularly. He also is like pretty high support needs autistic. And so he has a hard time processing a lot of what goes on in his, you know, treatments or lifestyle that way, but is like doing so well. He's in, you know, all day therapy programs. He's, you know, big reader, loves Minecraft.
Oh, good. Well, it sounds like you're very positive. We're happy for you. All right. We're discussing the highest Christmas bonus, the biggest Christmas bonus you've ever received. Let's go to Jessica. Go ahead.
Hi. So I worked at a restaurant and we had a wine from one of our vendors that I really liked. It's Pampinette Grapefruit Rosé. Oh my God. It is so good. And it was right around Christmas, and I decided for myself, I was going to order 10 bottles of wine for my Christmas bonus. I was giving myself the bonus.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told my boss about it, he decided that I didn't have to pay him back for it. So he paid for my 10 bottles of wine.
Dang.
Oh, were they expensive bottles?
Yeah. I was like, are you sure? Because that's like a lot of money. He was like, yeah, you do a lot around here. So enjoy the wine. And I did.
How much money do you think it cost?
Well, I got it for the vendor price. So for the vendor price, it was like just over $100. But if I were to buy it regularly, like from the store, it's like $15, $16, depending. So it would have been about like $150 to $160.
Yeah, I'm curious why you just chose 10 bottles as opposed to the full case. For two more, should have just thrown two more in there.
Oh, is that a case? Yeah. That's funny.
I think 12 bottles was the case.
Yeah.
But I was ordering wine from the vendor, and I only needed 2 bottles of one wine. And so I was like, well, I might as well just make it a case and get myself wine. Because I had to order a certain amount. And I was like, well, I'll make the amount and order myself wine.
Yeah,
I was like, Merry Christmas, me. Yeah. And then my boss was like, yeah, you're good. I was like, wait, are you sure? And he goes, yeah.
That's nice.